Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. And those of you who've been listening know that we covered a lot of literary topics in Shoot the Moon show. And we did that because Joe Martin Rickey has quite a background. He teaches English, and you studied at Rice University, didn't you?
That's right. Rice University in Houston, Texas, which we like to think of as the Ivy League school of the Southwest.
Right.
And it was a great, that's where I did my work for my PhD.
Can they get ivy to grow on the buildings?
They do, yeah. Yeah, it's heavy irrigation.
Okay.
And a watering system.
And you had an interesting professor there.
I did. I have a professor who's become a lifelong friend. She was my mentor and my advisor. Her name was Jane Chance. And she is a medievalist, one of the first real kind of feminist scholars in the field of medieval studies and Anglo-Saxon studies and things like that. And I actually got very interested and continued my career doing things like working on the depiction of women in Shakespeare and things like that, partly from her influence. But even more than that, she wrote the first scholarly book in English on Tolkien. So
wow.
She wrote a book called Tolkien's Art, A Mythology for England, way back. But so then she led the way, really, you might say, in developing something called Tolkien Studies, taking him seriously as an artist. And then she started sponsoring sessions at big international conferences on medieval studies that I started. That's how we hooked up again. I started seeing her at that. And then, because Lewis was good friends with C.S. Lewis, and they were the Inklings, as Jennifer answered correctly, I started at these same conferences, sessions, kind of following in her footsteps on C.S. Lewis and the Middle Ages, like C.S. Lewis and his influence, the way he was influenced by medieval literature. And so I see Jane every year at the big International Congress on Medieval Studies at Kalamazoo.
That's great.
That's my story of Jane Chance.
That's
my
great.
Good friend. Yeah.
Now you have a song called Little Clarissa, right?
I do, Little Clarissa.
And how did that song come to be?
Well, something about the name hit me. You know, I'm not sure where exactly that came from. The most important part of it is sort of autobiographical-ish. Like, there's no one person that it's about, but it's about a sense of a narrator or the singer who's had this deep loss and is ruminating on that and can't get over it.
Why don't we hear the song and then talk a little bit about
that? That's the song, Little Clarissa. And yeah. I call it my epic sad song. Beautiful Eyes is my shorter sad song, but here we go. Okay? Here we go.
I'm sad today, little Clarissa, living in a world without your kisses. Tears falling down again on the picture, heartbreaking beautiful girl. One damn beautiful girl. Now the stack of books is right where you left them. Salinger and Faulkner and the big fat Russians. You know I used to watch you while you read them, when I believed in God. I used to believe in God. Well, I got that card you sent last Christmas saying whatever happens, you'd always miss us. That's supposed to cheer me up or get me pissed. Made me wanna die. Sometimes still wanna die. Don't think I haven't tried. Yeah, little Clarissa. Living in a world without your kiss. And now I'm sitting staring at the picture of a girl who walked away. You threw it all away. Yeah. Now the dogs have finally both forgot you. For the longest time, they'd sit and watch at the door where you made your grand appearance, the queen of fairyland. You were the queen of fairyland. Dogs don't understand. But I'm not a dog, and I remember. I stay by the store like a kid in December, hoping you will light my darkness, a gift from the shiny world. One damn beautiful girl. Yeah, little Clarissa, why'd you leave and it take your kiss? You know I used to watch you in the mirror when you were getting ready for bed. I miss the way you turn your head. Hell, I miss everything you did. Especially getting ready for bed. Do you remember them songs I used to write us? They were dirty and witty and sweet and hot. Well, today I got my 12-string out for the first time in a year. It's been a long, cold, lonely year. Clarissa, without you here, so I finish this song, finish this letter, and later on when I get better, I'll try to finish that book you left me, The Catcher in the Rye, the one that made you cry. It always made you cry. Clarissa, do you ever cry? Well, I'm sad today, little Clarissa. Cold, dark world here without your kiss. God help me, baby, I can't shake the picture of a heartbreaking, beautiful girl. A gift from the shiny world. One damn beautiful girl. It's a heartbreaking, beautiful world.
don't know about you, but I feel like every time I listen to a Joe Martin Rickey song, I feel like I'm listening to another one of his greatest hits. It's quite something. They're very passionate and well-written, tell great stories. Could you do one last song for
us? I will. Sean's going to play with me on it because he plays in an Irish band. I figured his song is set in Dublin, so it's called Dublin Town. Guess what? It's a sad love song. Okay, good, good, yay! End on a high note. It's called Dublin Town, and you're just going to... I kissed a girl in Dublin town, upon the lips, upon the ground, upon the dirty cobble street, round from Trinity. She told me that she loved me true. I knew she lied and I lied too. So lie with me and I'll lie with you in dirty Dublin. Oh, Dublin town, you dirty town. I talked her up and tracked her down. I lost my heart, forgot my frown in dirty Dublin town. I wrote a hymn for her that night, performed it under the streetlight with the drunken boys who sang with me on foggy Anglesey. Heaven's pissed on everyone. The poet and the mother's son, who'll never know a love like thee. Oh, that angel's devil. Oh, Dublin town, you dizzy town. I
I loved her up but let her down. Now Liffey's bridges are burning down, and I'm leaving Dublin town. Now Liffey's bridges are burning down, and leaving Dublin town. Out on the pier at Dunleary, a banjo man he plays so sweet, and mad lovers leap into the sea and dream that they are free. Oh, Dublin town, oh, Dublin town. I mucked it up and messed around. Now I'm just another clown with a song about Dublin town. Now I'm just another clown who's leaving Dublin town. Kissed a girl in Dublin town, on the lips, upon the ground, upon the dirty cobble street, round from Trinity.
Sean Hoffman.
We wish to thank Jennifer and Martina for their perfect scores and participation in the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour game show, Shoot the Moon. Wild Rose Moon has been produced with the support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert and Tom Kapuscinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you so much, Fred. Thank you. I also want to thank Meg Robinson. I want to thank Brent and Nate Butler, our sound engineer, Jim Yoakum and Ian Pope, videographers, Matthew Bergmoser, Howard Gibbs, Michelle Schricker, our applause master, Marsha Heinsberger, Jean Pazderka, Jennifer Reed, Annika Piazza, J.R. Berger. Give them a big hand. Hey, John, are you prepared for liftoff?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's take this rocket home. So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache, fill your soul with strife.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.